The theme today is celebrity traitors. Who watched it this week? Oh, not as many as I thought. Okay. How many of you have seen the original Traitors? I missed that, so I've just seen it. I've caught up with it this week. It's quite fun in a sort of meaningless way, as television is, but I did enjoy it. The whole idea, if you haven't seen it, is about deception, fooling other people. Not something clergy would ever do, obviously. But that's what's needed in order to win the game. And so some of them are called faithfuls, and they have to tell the truth. But in their midst of 20, there's three traitors, and they are liars. So someone says, yes, they might be telling the truth. But depending who they are, it could be a lie. Now, Jesus says his followers should be characterized as by being faithful. Part of that faithfulness to Jesus is being truth tellers, people of our word. And so that's what I'm really going to be thinking about today. And Jesus, it turns out, does have an opinion on it, because in Matthew 5, this is what we read. Again, you've heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the oaths you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for that is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair of it white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or oh, you can read. That's fantastic. No. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one, normally translated the devil. Ooh. Do not break your oath. What is an oath? Well, it would be just another word for a promise. Jesus is saying we should be people of our word. Now, if we want people to believe us, we might, if you're really grown up, do this with your little fingers. Have you ever done this? And you say, pinky promise. Some of you are looking like you've never done this. This is your big moment. So turn to your neighbor and just, unless you really despise doing that, but why not just, you lock little fingers and say, pinky promise. So that, if you've done it, you've sworn an oath. So it's saying, I so want to back up what I'm saying that you'll know it's really true. It's a pinky promise. I have no idea. Well, I've never done it in my life. I just have heard children doing that. How many of you have done a Scouts promise? Oh, quite a lot here. I looked them up online, actually. There's a huge range because, of course, in our culture, there's lots of different things or people or deities you could swear by. There's a great range of vows you could make to if you've got faith or if you've got no faith. Grown-ups don't normally do pinky promises, but they might shake hands on it. So you've made a deal or you've made an agreement and you shake hands rather than throats. You know, you're agreeing on it together. My word is my bond. What I say, I'm going to back up. Now, in a law court, and there's a couple of barristers in our church this morning at least, people might place their hand on the Bible or another holy book and say, I swear by Almighty God that I will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Now, there's actually something called the 39 Articles of Religion. It's one of the really exciting things about being an Anglican. We have these things. And there's one just about the nature of promises or oaths. and say, okay, if you're in a court of law, perhaps you should do it. But generally, it's a bad idea to do. I'm a bit ambivalent because I do revere the Bible as important. It's the word of God to us. But if people are going into a law court knowing they're going to tell a lie, I'd rather they didn't place their hand on the Bible, frankly, because it feels to be devaluing it. In my childhood, and this is a very dark thought, but I remember people would say, cross my heart and hope to die, stick a needle in my eye. Do not play this at home. And then they draw a cross over their hearts. Anyone else done that? Those of us from depraved childhoods. The whole thing is about trying to get people to believe us and saying, I wish I would, you know, it's okay if I die, if I would break my word. Now, it turns out Jesus says, don't do that. It's a silly thing to do. And in fact, back in an Old Testament book, very exciting, called Ecclesiastes, if you're wanting a great read, I commend it to you. I love it. But Ecclesiastes 5, do not be quick with your mouth, do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven, you're on the earth, so let your words be few. It's better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. And Jesus completely agrees with that sentiment. We shouldn't say things we don't mean. But of course, Jesus saw that wasn't how people were behaving around him. The third commandment of the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament is not to misuse God's name. It really matters to God. If we're saying, oh yeah, on God's, I swear this by God, but we tell a lie, we're devaluing God and his name. He says, that's a serious business. You're bringing me into disrepute. So to avoid blasphemy, some people around Jesus, they wanted people to believe them and they wanted to say by God, but they knew they couldn't say that. So instead of saying by God, they got into the habit of saying by heaven. Aha! I didn't say God. But Jesus says, aha! But heaven is where God sits. Don't do it. And actually, by heaven does sound like a 1960s radio drama. You don't use it very much, which is a good thing, of course. But some people would say, ah, by the earth. And Jesus says, no, that's where God puts his feet up. Don't do that either. Although I've never heard someone say, by the earth, as an oath. Anyone else? It just sort of fell out of favor after this, I think. Or by Jerusalem. And Psalm 48 says, well, that's the city of the great king. Don't do it. So Jesus says, we are simply to be truthful. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. This may or may not work, but do you know the yes and no game? Do you know that one? No. Haha, got you. So you can't say the words yes or no. Anyone think they can have a conversation with me and not say yes or no? I'm going to ask you 10 questions. Any volunteers? Come on then. What's your name?
Treasure.
Nodding counts as a yes. I'll give you another go, but you've got to answer straight away. Okay, what's your name?
Treasure. Yes.
But this was a short game. Anyone think they can do better than Treasure? A round of applause for Treasure, because she did volunteer. Okay. Okay, what's your name?
Cristiano.
Good. Come a bit closer. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
You've just said yes. You can't say yes or no. Thank you for playing, though. Is there a grown-up who thinks they could do better? Come on. You've just said, I may regret this. Do you think you will?
I doubt it.
Okay. What's your name?
Francesca.
Francesca.
Most certainly.
Okay. Do you feel ready to play?
Of course.
Do you like hamburgers?
I doubt it.
What do you mean you doubt? You either know or you know.
Oh, you can't say,
Do you like hamburgers? We'll try it again. Do you like hamburgers?
I'm not sure I do.
Would you have it with ketchup?
Doubt it.
Mustard?
Doubt it.
Oh. Do you think you're good at this game?
Doubt it.
Do you feel you're repeating some of your answers?
Most likely.
Do you think you can win?
Doubt it.
Boo. Okay. I am grateful for you stepping forward, though. I didn't know what was going to happen next. So maybe after the service, you could play that with the neighbour. It's an evening, isn't it? I mean, it's something you could do. But why did Jesus do it at all? Why did he say this? It was not to create a party game. It's really serious to him. And he says to his Father, God, that we are truthful, that we are people of our word. So if we say yes, give me a nod. Let's all say yes. And no. Shake your head. Some of you, Liz, you're not joining in. I'm going to pick on you in a minute. Come on, you've got to join in. No. This is called bullying, by the way. Now, of course, the exciting thing about this is that Jesus wasn't speaking in English, was he? I've won that. Oh, we've finished the game, have we? Okay. So, in Greek, which Matthew's Gospel is written in, the word is ne, which means in Greek, it means yes. So, ne means yes. So, say ne. Whereas, okay, no, it's ochi means no. You say, Ochi. And shake your head, yeah. Nod, sorry. I once was lost, but now I'm... Now, Jesus says, the Greek is actually, ne, ne, oki, oki. That's literally what Jesus said. Let your yes be yes and your no, no. And anything more than that, if we're trying to back it in some way, he says that comes from the evil one, the devil. And elsewhere, Jesus calls him the father of lies. If we get into telling lies, we're talking the native language of the evil one. It's a language we should not cultivate. Wouldn't it be really good if we knew we could trust one another? If what people said was actually true, that we were people of integrity. Perhaps turn to the person you're next to and just have a little chat. What difference would it make if in your home, your school, your workplace, this country, if everyone spoke with integrity? Just 30 seconds. Biggest change it would bring to your life. Okay, let's gather back again. So Jesus says, let your nay be nay, your ochi, ochi. More than that is not a good thing. Actually, being in a relationship with God also means we sign up to having integrity, what we're saying to him. And being a Christian, I think, could actually be expressed in, we say our yes to God in Jesus. We say, yeah, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. And yet I could say that and then leave this building and then spend the week. My words were one thing, but my life was different. And so God's calling us into lives of integrity. It's a really simple idea, but hard to do. So let's ask for God's help. Just some short prayers I'm going to lead. God of truth, thank you that you always keep your promises. Help us to be people of our word. Sometimes it's easy to say yes to things we don't really want to do. Help us to be brave enough to say no. Sometimes we promise to do things and then we forget or can't be bothered. Help us to remember our commitments and to make things right when we get it wrong. Sometimes we tell a lie because we're scared of getting in trouble. Help us to be honest, even when we've done something wrong. And thank you that your love for us is not based on how well we do in this. Thank you for always forgiving when we ask. You always say yes. Help us to be like you, a God who is faithful and true. Amen. God, Father of all, we pray for our church. Help us to be people of our word. When we promise to help, may we follow through. When we say we will be kind, may our actions show it. When we speak the truth, may we do so with love. Forgive us the times when we don't keep our promises, or when we say things that are not true. Fill us with your spirit so that we can be more like Jesus, who always spoke the truth and kept his word. Strengthen us to live faithfully in our words and our deeds so that others can see your love through us. In Jesus' name, amen. And just in the stillness, let's pray for the world, for God's truth and peace and justice. We pray for Gaza and Israel. We pray for Ukraine and Russia. We pray for Sudan and South Sudan. And we pray for the people we know who are in pain, maybe in their bodies, maybe in their minds, maybe they're brokenhearted. Let's lift to God in our minds the people we care for who need his help today. And we pray for our own circle of friends, our families, the people we love. Lord, help us to translate the word love from more than an idea into practical acts of service and kindness. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. And we've got the words of the prayer that Jesus taught us, which includes knowing we are forgiven and that we forgive others. And so we pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sin as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.